All right, so this is really, to me, a common sense approach to what they're doing. And obviously, if there's a situation that arises that forces them to adjust and change, they can. But if you want to bring your RV over and, like, tomorrow morning and get into the RV lot, no problem. Okay? You can do that. But there's going to be a 16-hour time frame where the entrance into that lot will be closed. That'll be from noon tomorrow until 8 a.m. Saturday. So during that 16 hours, you will not be able to enter the RV lot, okay? As of this time, grass lots will remain open for Saturday's game. And, of course, they're monitoring the situation, but as of right now, the lots are open for Saturday's game, all the grass lots. If you are uncomfortable with parking in a grass lot because you're not sure of the conditions, you can park at Innovation Park, and your parking pass will be good there. And you're saying, well, geez, Innovation Park. That's okay. Starting at 11:30 on Saturday morning, they're going to have a shuttle that's going to run continuously from Innovation Park with a drop-off at the North Transit Center near the station, near the stadium. Again, those shuttles begin at 11:30 Saturday morning, and they're going to run until 2 hours after the game. And yes, tailgating is permitted in the Innovation Park parking lots, okay? So if you're uncomfortable about parking in a grass lot, you can go to Innovation Park, your pass is good there, you can tailgate there, and there are going to be shuttles starting at 11:30, 4 hours before the game, and they'll be running until 2 hours after the game, okay? The overnight RV lot will open as scheduled tonight at 6, but it's going to close tomorrow at noon. And it's going to be closed until 8 a.m. on Saturday when they'll open it back up again. Fans who plan to arrive Friday afternoon, for example, or Friday evening, you can park at the Grange Fair Park on Holman Lane in Center Hall for Friday evening. You will not be charged with the presentation of your ORV permit. Saturday morning, the ORV lot will open, allowing RVs to enter after 8 o'clock. Okay? Also, Lot 36, no. Gone. Fans interested in purchasing parking on game day can park at the East or Eisenhower parking decks. The only caveat to that is there's no tailgating at the parking decks. Okay? So there you go. That's the plan. And if an adjustment is needed... Oh, one other note. I need to point this out. On game day, in the event a fan's vehicle is stuck in the grass parking lot, Penn State Athletics will have towing available.